One moment, sir.
Hi, Kenny. Kenny, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist. Now, Mary wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service and how it works and what's included, answer all of your questions. She did ask me also to apply a reduced rate here for your business, being that it is a well-established company. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far? Yeah. Right. Now, you know, I've got your file here, and I know that Mary does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. And you use Google yourself, right? You're aware of that local pack or the map that pops up when someone does a keyword search or search for service. Yeah, it's kind of where we all go, you know, as consumers. So, you know, your potential customers won't need to already know the name of your company. In fact, they're going on Google or Bing on their smartphone or their computer because they don't know who to call. And most people don't call their dad to find out who they should call. They don't use the Yellow Pages, but they do use the Internet. They use their smartphone. They use Google. So when they go on there, they type in handyman, they type in remodeling contractor, best kitchen remodeling, near me, whatever they type in, right? As long as it's the service that you provide and want to be found for, and as long as they're in your service area, Kenny, it's our job to make sure that professional home repairs is one of the options that people see. Obviously, you use Google, you know you won't be the only company that people see, and of course, not everyone who sees you on the first page will ultimately decide to call you. But that's okay. In fact, I think that's a good thing. The calls that you get will be coming from someone who will have looked at the website first. And we will build a website for you, which means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Because our job is not just to put you where people can see it, to give them the reasons to call you. And that website, of course, allows us to talk about your experience, your 20 years of doing quality work. We can put before and after photos on there and things like that. Every call you get will be from someone who looked at your website and then decided to call you because they liked what they saw. So it's a very high conversion rate. Calls come directly to you. Very, very different than like a lead-based service. Mary did attach here, and I think she found it when she was looking for your website, the Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. Now, it's a very different service. They don't conflict at all. You know, one is paying for leads. The other one's just getting your phone ringing. A lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, though, prefer direct phone calls. So once we get their phone ringing, a lot of them will scale back on those leads or keep them paused more often. Now, as far as pricing goes, 20 years, we consider that a well-established business. In fact, that's our legacy rate for businesses that have been around for 20 years or more. It's 50% off the normal cost. You save $300 every month. It's not like an introductory rate. It'll never go up on you. It is month to month, though. There's no contract. But as long as you keep that service, that $300 reduction in the cost will apply and stay with you. It takes the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month and still worth every penny to just $299.00. That's the exact amount. It's no taxes, no fees, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come to you. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. Now, being that it's month-to-month, designed to get a professional website out there that really talks about your experience, kind of target those higher-end residential clients that are willing to pay a little bit more for, you know, a professional contractor to do the job right. I think one job that wouldn't find you otherwise, one job would offset the cost of that $299. Being that it's month-to-month, Kenny, is that something you might want to try out for a month and see how well it works for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds good. My experience has been it's all smoke and mirrors usually, though. It works good for the first couple of months, and then after that, it's like, oh, God, we've got fax machines I call in and all kinds of stuff.
So have you tried something like this, digital marketing, or, I mean, I know that there's a lot of other ways. Okay, yeah, so this is a little bit different. I mean, it's not a lead-based service. You know, you're not paying for the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. It is designed, though, to put you in front of people that need your services. Whether they go on Google or go on Bing when they're looking for someone who does what you do, the keywords and the search phrases relating to the content that we'll create, and it's multiple destinations and directories, your business will always be one of those options that people see. Now, there's also Facebook ads, so that social media campaign is another great way to reach out to people. That $2.99 package, although I did reduce it from $5.99 to $2.99, the original $100 of Facebook ads is still included in its entirety. That does equate to about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is about 400 opportunities every month for someone who was on their Facebook page and able to see the website that we build for you. Now, it's going to work a number of different ways. I mean, of course, there's going to be the retargeting ads. So let's say someone does go on Google and they're searching for a handyman, for example. When they go on their Facebook page later that day or later that week, they'll see professional home repairs popping up as one of those recommended options again, reminding them that they should call somebody, they still need to call someone, that they even saw your business when they did that initial search. It is going to get your phone ringing. I mean, it's month to month for a good reason. It is our job to make sure that you're getting the work that will make you want to keep the service. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. We started in 2004. I've been with the company myself since 2013. I celebrated my 11-year anniversary in April. I know that the service works. I've got clients that have been with me from almost the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. I mean, nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and most of our clients do like the way the service works, and they do keep it long-term. I mean, that being said, obviously, it's month-to-month. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it goes once a month, for exactly $2.99, you know, we're not the phone company or the cable company looking for new and unexplained creative ways to charge you for this or that. I mean, it is an exact amount to the penny. So it bills once a month for that exact amount, straightforward pricing. Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, too, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases, etc. Now, most of the time, Kenny, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything will have that click-to-call feature. Customers will be calling your number directly most of the time. Now, the website that we build will also have a contact form, so people can tell you where they live, where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll always get a text message and an email, so you'll know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking system, so you can see how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point?
No, I guess no. You know, I've heard all these things, and I've been in business a while, so we can say probably $250,000 I've been screwed out of these type things.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I got $500,000 screwed out of it because I went through a divorce. So I'm almost $1 million in getting screwed here. So I don't look forward to it anymore.
No.
Go ahead and lube up and here we go, you know.
Boy, you're not kidding. And I know that some things are that way. But, I mean, like I said, I can't wear a black eye for anything that's gone wrong with any of the other advertisers you work with.
Right.
But I certainly could do right by your company.
What is my guarantee, I guess, would be my fault.
Well, I mean, let me
What's
do this
guarantee?
For you. Yeah, now I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page off of our website. Now, we're not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google, well, you know, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Google will, they'll make these types of phone calls to businesses if they have 100 locations or more. Anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the partnership program. We were one of the very first companies to become a Google partner. That partnership program goes back about 9 years. We already had almost a dozen years of experience, a proven track record. And again, like I said, we were one of those first companies to get that partnership badge. That badge is on the link that I sent out to you. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open it up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Now, as far as the amount of work that you can expect, I mean, I know that you offer quite a bit of different services. Do you prefer the bigger jobs, or do you want a nice even mix, or do you even prefer smaller jobs?
Smaller jobs.
Smaller jobs, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So handyman is a good keyword or search phrase for you. That kind of generates all of those smaller jobs that you can take on by yourself or with a helper. And, I mean, Mary says maybe 35, 40 miles would be pretty regular,
yeah,
at least.
That's as far as I'm going.
That's as far as you're going. Well, let me do 30. I'll do 30 because it'll give you kind of a conservative estimate of what to expect closer to home. That's not to say we can't get you found 40 or 45 or 50 miles away. We don't draw a big circle around you, but we would be able to target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. If most of it's 25 miles away, but there's one place you want to go 40 miles away, we could do that. If there's somewhere 5 or 10 miles away you don't want to go, just let us know. We don't run your ads there, so you're only getting calls from the people and places that you want to service. But I did a 30-mile radius, and this is just for handyman. It populates nine of the most popular search phrases related to handyman and smaller jobs that you would be able to do. Looks like in the last 30 days, there was 1,814 searches. Now, that's definitely not 1,800 people searching one time. People do like to search a couple of times, a couple of different ways even, and I'm definitely not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. You probably want to change your number if that were the case. But Google's been doing this for a while now, and the businesses that are on the first page for their services, regardless of the area, regardless of the industry, it always does fall basically within that same margin of error of between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services, translating into direct phone calls. So 1,800 is 1% is 18, 2% would be 36. If we add all the different keywords that you would be willing to be found for, maybe some bigger jobs in there too. If you want us to target even outside that 30 miles, 35, maybe even 40 miles, obviously those numbers go up. But if you're getting like 20 or 40 phone calls directly to you each and every month from someone that saw your website and then decided to call you, I think even a modest conversion rate would have you being profitable. And keep in mind, that's just the search for the Google, right? It's about 1 out of 10 that will use Bing instead. So if you're getting 2 or 4 more phone calls every month from someone using Bing, more phone calls and opportunities from someone that saw you on their Facebook page, I mean, you know, our job is to get your phone ringing. Obviously, it's your job to talk to those people, schedule something out, and maybe perform that work and get paid for it, the quality work that you've been doing for over 20 years there. But, I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. I think even if someone does recommend your company to one of their friends or family, that person might want to Google you. They might want to see if you've got an online presence. They might want to see if that is a good recommendation, if they should trust it and call you. And, of course, for the people that haven't already heard the name of your company, for them to just find you when they're looking for someone who does what you do, I mean, that's huge, you know. And you're not paying for leads. You're not responsible or feeling obligated to take every job that comes your way because so many other leads didn't pan out. With this, it's always that flat rate, and you pick and choose. You know, the bigger job that pays you well, or those smaller jobs that you can keep knocking out one after the other, move on to that next one. Maybe even the materials involved. I mean, it's a higher profit margin for you. So working smarter versus working harder, that's going to give you more money in your pocket at the end of the day, the week, the month, the end of the year, right? And like you said, it's month to month. We're not trying to marry you, you know. We're not trying to lock you into a long-term contract. In fact, that reduced rate, that $299, Sometimes I do, maybe twice a month, I'm going to sell a website to someone who needs it, and that going rate is $2.99. So with the website included, with the $100 of Facebook ads, now although I reduced the cost of that package from $5.99 down to $2.99, the original $100 of Facebook ads still intact. Like I said, that's about 400 clicks. It's definitely going to get your phone ringing. That's the whole point. Get your phone ringing, get eyes on a website that showcases your work and talks about your services and company, get you those jobs that's going to keep you keeping the service. We do have to earn your business though. The $2.99 with that reduced rate, I would even be willing, since it's Friday, to waive your setup fee. I already know, and some of my colleagues are selling it like a Labor Day special, but I am going to be out of the office on Monday, and I've got a holiday special that I can apply right now, because I'm going to have 5 days of work staring me in the face and 4 days to get it done next week. So I want to get the listings that I already have done off of my plate. If I can now, I would waive the setup fee too, save you another $99 there. But that does mean we'd have to keep your business. We'd have to earn your business for a few months just to break even. But our clients do keep the service. I did mention I've been with the company for over 11 years. I actually have clients that have been with me from almost the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Because if it makes dollars, it makes sense. Nobody cancels on profit. Google is where people go when they don't know who to call, and the companies that are on that first page get phone calls. The website's going to reinforce the fact that you're a reputable company, that you've got decades of experience. The people that appreciate quality work and are willing to pay a little bit more, those are the ones that are going to gravitate towards your site. They're looking for professional home repairs. It's right in the name of your business. And when they can see the website, a professional website that showcases your services and talks about your experiences, you are going to get those calls from people that are not just shopping around, but someone who says, hey, looks like you do beautiful work. This is what I'm hoping to have done. And from there, you know, you take that phone call and maybe get that job. Now, are you actively using that, Angie's? Are you paying for leads or using that service currently?
Hells and no. They kind of started off good, and then they went to heck in a handbasket because they changed our manager. And
I got
you. I don't know what happened, but
yeah.
We stopped paying.
I did hear you kind of mention that.
I mean, we let our contract run out, but it's just the bad taste in mouth. It never goes away.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse or even say anything bad about another company, but I've been doing it long enough. Of course, now it's kind of Angie Leads, but it's still on Home Advisor's platform. It says at the top, Home Advisor powered by Angie. Your profile page is on the Home Advisor platform. So about about 5 years now, about 5 years is when it switched over to Angie Leads. But before that, it was Home Advisor. In fact, I remember about 10 years ago, it was called Service Magic. It's the exact same company, same business model. Basically, they spend millions of dollars. They actually spend between $2 and $3 million every month on Google paid ads. That does cover the country, though. It covers all the industries they generate leads for. But they make that money back even many times over by capturing those leads and kind of flipping them. You know, they sell and resell leads to business owners and their competitors. I have heard many, many times for a number of years, business owners say, it started out pretty good, but then every lead I got lately is just horrible. People don't even answer. People yell at me for calling. People say, I already scheduled it. One guy said that he called the lead he just got. The person told him that job was done a week ago by one of his competitors. He's still getting that lead and being expected to pay for it or call Angie's and say, hey, what's going on here? So I have heard
about
people
a fax
say
machine?
That.
You ever got a fax machine? Ever got a fax machine number?
Yeah. People tell me it seems like it's not even a real number because it doesn't even ring. Nobody picks up. I keep trying it. Obviously, that's insult to injury when you're paying for those leads. But I'm actually glad to hear you're not using that service. But, I mean,
well, we were paying $1,500 a month.
I can imagine. I mean, you do quality work. You do some big jobs, some small jobs. They have a tendency to charge you more for what looks on paper to be a bigger job. And whether you get that job or not, you're still coming out of pocket for those leads. And I definitely know from experience that it does not work for most businesses. But this is as far removed from that as possible. You're not paying for leads. You're not sharing that potential lead with your competitors. You're just going to get calls directly to you you, living, breathing human beings who will see your website, who are already searching for someone to call. I think a lot of people who use that service, they're looking for estimates. They're looking for multiple bids. They're either trying to find the cheapest guy or budget for something down the road. They're not even looking to hire anybody. In fact, I've heard business owners tell me, I went out, I did an estimate. The guy says, call me back in 3 months. I'll save up the money. They still had to pay money for that lead, right? That's time and money wasted, gas going out there, everything. But when people are going on Google, or even when they have those retargeting ads on Facebook, when they're reaching out to you proactively, when they're saying, hey, I saw that website, I saw the work that you do, when they're talking to you about your services, it's a much higher conversion rate. It's a much better use of your time. And it does put the power of Google to work directly for you. It takes the middleman out of the equation. Those calls come straight to you. And I think you do quite well. I mean, let's put it this way. You're not like a hair salon, nail salon. You're not a doggy walker. You don't need 15 new customers every month to break even on $299. I think one job or two jobs that you weren't going to get otherwise more than justifies that cost. Having that website out there, I mean, you've been around for a long time. I mean, you know, a lot longer than most
word
companies
of mouth,
that are
word
out
of mouth.
Word of mouth is fantastic, you know. I know that word of mouth works. I definitely know from speaking with business owners, though, that a lot of them find out that, you know, when they used to just need a business card and a handshake, now that's not getting their phone ringing. Now they want to have that online
press.
Yellow Pages. I mean, that I was about to say, you know, when all we had was the Yellow Pages, the smart business owners were AA this, AAA that, in competitive industries where everyone had the same idea. I've seen, and I remember, I'm not a young guy, I remember 4 or 5 A's in front of the business name because it put them ahead of their competitors, put them alphabetically in front of their competition. Most of us just flipped alphabetically to the service we need. We either call the guy with the full page ad or we start with the A's and start calling. Some of that works the same way still. The guy that we call, the
guy
who answers
my jobs.
Exactly, right? And right now, though.
I mean, that's how I got hired on with people. I start from A to go to C.
Nice, you know, but most people still do that search, but they do it on Google. The guy that answers the phone, though, the guy that's available, that has a decent price, he's the guy that we call and hire, but nobody uses the Yellow Pages anymore. Most people are going to Google it. It is going to get your phone ringing, you know, and it's a flat rate. You know, it's month to month for a good reason, you know, to be quite technical with it and completely open. Month to month, no contract, completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it.
How long could I pause it?
You can pause it. Our system, and I was going to say, you can pause it whether you get more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service seasonally, too. Our system does like it to be 1, 2, or 3 months. That's what we put in originally. You can say, hey, I need it paused for 3 months. But let's say you're pausing it because winter's hitting you hard and things are slow and you know, you don't want to even pay for a service. You're like a squirrel storing away your nuts. If you call us and say, hey, can I pause it for another month or two? Absolutely. Just call us before those 3 months are up. We can extend that pause. In fact, you can pause it as much as you need to. We do have clients that, you know, because of their industry and because of their location, you know, roofers in the Northeast, things like that, they might only work 6 months a year. You know, and everything is paused the rest of the time. We don't charge you when it's paused. We don't charge you after the fact. We also don't take anything down except for the Facebook ads because that comes out of the budget of the $299, and we're not charging you. We're not running Facebook ads. We don't take anything down, though. Of course, we don't update or optimize things. Your website would still be up even in the winter if you're closed. Someone can call you and say, hey, I saw your website. Are you still providing work? And you can take that job or say, hey, call me in spring, whatever the case might be. You can still get work even when your business is paused. Now, let me tell you this, though. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you get to a downhill, right? You can stop pedaling. Obviously, you're gonna keep on going. You might even pick up speed for a little bit. But eventually, without you putting in the work to keep that bike moving, you're going to stop, right? So it kind of works the same way with this. If your business is, and you're listening with us, is pause for, let's say, 3 months. You might start at that point to see your listing trickle down a little bit off that first page eventually, maybe if it's paused for 4 or 5 months. But as long as you're active, once you reactivate things, we just keep, you know, pumping out the content, updating the information, blog posts, information like that. That's going to get you right back on that first page. But as long as you're using the services.
What's your rating like? 5-star, 4-star, 4.9?
For us as a company, we have over 1,000 reviews, overall 4.2 star rating. It's over 600 5-star reviews. We do have reviews in there from people that complain that we call them out of the blue. We've got reviews from people that complain. I used to actually work in client support. This was probably about 7 years ago. Like I said, I've been with the company for a while. I remember the phone call because of the lady wrote a 1-star review right afterwards. She was asking us to make changes to her website. And I spent about a half an hour talking to her about those changes. And then our automated system says, you know, pleasure speaking with you. We're looking forward to making those changes to your website. Those changes will be implemented in the order they were received, which is pretty standard. It simply means that someone else who made the request for website improvements or changes before she did, well, we're going to get to those first. So she writes this terrible review. Why do I have to wait? I'm paying for the services. By the way, there's no charge for website upgrades, and there wasn't then, and there still isn't now, so she wasn't even paying for those upgrades. She was just paying for the monthly service. But she's like, I'd give them 1-star if I could. I mean, why do I have to wait if I'm paying for a service? And she was nice on the phone. I just can't, I mean, but you never know if someone's going to write a bad review, right?
Some people are just unhappy for people, period.
I think those types of people look for reasons to complain. They spend all day complaining about something. Then the more people they can get to listen to their problems, the happier they are. So I think people are more likely to write a bad review than they are a good review. But like I said, we have over 1,000 reviews and an overall 4.2 star rating. I know that our clients who use the service like it. They keep it because it works.
Going back to that, oh, geez, I just ripped seat in my pants. Oh, well. Going back to that, how long would it take to implement this?
So it all has... Yep, absolutely. There's so many things that we're doing. They all kind of have with their own specific time frame. Now, it is going to take us like 5, maybe 10 business days to get you verified with Google to make sure that Google does recognize you as an actual business in the local area. We don't sit on our hands when that happens. We get started right away. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days to complete your website, have it up, active, and running. And once it's online, it stays online. Even if we make major changes, your website will still be up and online. The Facebook ads, they tell us to say 7 to 10 days, so I say that, but my experience is it's almost always less than 7 days. Once your website is up and active, your Facebook ads are right, they're ready to go. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, so it is our job to get your phone ringing, earn your business, get you the return on investment, even in that first month. The second month is even better.
Okay. Now, noted, when I first started my heat and air company, I called it professional home repairs.
Okay.
I didn't know what to call it, so I just kind of knee-jerk called it that. And then I've changed it, but they're both LLCs. So now I got two companies.
Okay.
So I got Climate Control Masters, heating and air, and then I got professional home repairs. So that leads us into plumbing. We do plumbing and electrical mainly. Mainly plumbing and electrical and HVAC. Now we will, you know, hang a ceiling fan, or we'll, you know, maybe hang a cabinet on the wall or something like that. Maybe put a window in for them.
Okay.
But we're not remodeling our old kitchen.
I got it. Okay.
You know? That's where we're at with that. So.
Absolutely. No, I definitely have that in the notes that you're not looking to take on those bigger jobs, smaller jobs of basically all sorts, right? And like I said, the calls come to you, so you pick and choose. And then once you get your foot in the door, once you provide that quality work, and you might say, hey, you know, I just kind of noticed this. Did you ever think about getting it fixed? I could fix it for you. I mean, once you're in there providing quality work, you're probably going to get that same person to hire you for another job that they weren't even intending to hire you for originally.
Well, we did.
Even on the spot or down the road.
First lady we had, Miss June and Toby, of her husband. We did. Nobody would put a window unit in for them, do Angie's List. So we went and did it for $200. That turned into regas piping their whole house.
Right.
With gas, and then we replumbed our old house, and then the house next door, we did the same thing to it. Then a new water heater.
Oh, wow.
they kept us through the winter, basically. So we got about $40,000 out of them.
Wow. And you know,
and they
that,
called us back. We didn't call. You know, we done good work. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I mean that happens. And every new customer that finds you on Google does become an entirely new traditional word of mouth stream where they can use your services again, where they can recommend you to their friends. I think you're going to do quite well with the service. Like I said, I would be more than willing to implement what some are calling that Labor Day special, where we are waiving all setup fees.
What kind of number are we talking?
So the total amount, now it is listed, the platinum package, if you look at the link, and I did send it to you, if you look at that link.
I was trying to get off the roof. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Not a problem. This is our platinum package, which is perfect for your service area.
So you text that to me or you know?
I did text it to you. Yeah, I sent it out to the phone number that we're speaking on. It's listed at $599. Let's see. It's coming from our toll-free number. Sometimes it routes through the computer and pulls a local number, but it looks like it was sent from 877-635-6225.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
While it's listed
on our website at $599 with a $299 setup fee, most of the time I might take $100 off the cost of the service, maybe even $200 off the setup fee. Most of my clients pay $499 with a $99 setup fee. They pay $598 just to get started, and then every month after that is $499. But like I said, I want to save you some money. I can't make the money back, I can't get that same exact
money. You got to make a profit.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is I want to make it affordable for you, earn your business, do right by your company. I can't get the lead fees back that you paid out to Angie's, but I can do right by you, get your phone ringing, earn your business. I did say I would waive the entire setup fee, not like a $99 setup fee that I might normally do, but waive the entire $299 setup fee, drop the cost of the service from $599 to $299. So you're getting that $599 saving in that first month. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, but it's actually better than that because next month, when I love the service, it won't go up to $599. It's going to stay at exactly $299. That's your out-the-door cost today. It would bill once a month on the 30th of the month in that exact same amount of $299. It will never go up. Even if we raise our prices, in the 11 years that I've been here, we've raised our prices 3 times. So it may happen again. But what I would tell you is that even if we raise our rate, your rate never goes up. It will stay at that $299 no matter how long you keep the service.
Divide that by 30.
You're about $10 a day.
That's what I do by the day. I got to make $10 that day to pay you.
or 20 the next day.
Exactly. But what I mean is I try to do it by the day. That way it breaks
it down. Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. So it's like, how much do I spend on lunch every day? I break it down to by the day, not by what I spent this month. You know? So, but anyway. Hey, I can do $10 a day. And Billy, my partner, he's a partner, but just because he put some money in. He's an investor. Let's say that. He's not a partner. He's an investor.
Mm-hmm.
So he would go for that, $10 a day. Any more than that, he'd probably just shoot me. I'd be a facetious, but anyway, he wouldn't. But, if my phone don't ring, do I get my $299 back?
Boy, you know, I remember when I worked in client support, like I said, that was probably 7 years ago, we did refund that first month. We were happy to do that. But now, I mean, we might still. I just can't tell you that we're going to, right? I'm supposed to say because of the work that we do on that website, because we will be paying out of pocket as soon as a week for the Facebook ads, I'm supposed to tell you that first month is non-refundable. But I still keep in touch with at least about 3 of those people that have been in client support since I was there. I still know for a fact that they do refund that first month. But it is our job to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, that $299 doesn't begin to cover our costs. So we are investing in your success as much as you are. You know, that $299 we'll be putting probably, you know, $600. I mean, if you add it up, $599 with a $299 setup fee, that's $898. That's about what we spend in that first month for that package.
Let me just say this. I was headed to the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
Okay.
And over that weekend, I drove from there, and I didn't stop. I went across the Midwest. I ended up in Chicago. I put $500 in a slot machine, lost it within an hour, and drove back.
Oh, boy.
$300 was just my fuel, or no, more than my fuel.
Right.
Yeah, I just had to go on a sabbatical and just, you know, free driving,
yeah,
freezing me up. I mean, I just love to drive. So the hell, what's the gamble? Let's roll the dice, man. I mean, you only live once. And don't be cheap on yourself. Whatever you do,
exactly.
This is advice I give everybody. Don't be cheap on yourself.
You're not kidding. You're not kidding. Absolutely. I mean, you only have yourself, right? And if you're not taking care of yourself, who's going to take care of you, right? But if the more you take care of yourself, the more people notice, hey, that guy really takes care of himself. You know, I mean, like I said, I'm not a young guy anymore, but I still try to keep in shape, you know? I do.
Hey, I'm 54 and I can outwork 25-year-olds all day, every day.
And I am 54 myself. I turned 54 on May 25th, so I hear you.
Yeah, 1970, baby, huh?
Yep, exactly. Graduated high school in 1988.
I did, too. You were conceived in the summer of love. You know that, don't you?
I know I was. And to be exact, the same weekend of Woodstock. Not anywhere near it, but the exact same weekend is when I was conceived. I was born May 25th. I was conceived in August. So, absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, so, most people, you ask, that's what Woodstock is. Ain't that little birdie on Snoopy?
Yeah, exactly. That's Snoopy's friend, right? The guy who flies upside down. So I think you want to roll the dice on this one, right? We're not trying to marry you.
I got a card. Yeah. But if it doesn't work, Billy tells me, he tell all these people, if it doesn't work, we're going to find out where they're at. We're going to go and punch them in their face and we're going to leave.
Drive all the way out here. I don't mind it. All right.
We flew to California one day for a guy. He's a real prick. And he came off a prick. And we spent $5,000 to fly out there and fly back. And we were there within like 24 hours. Both of us punched him 3 times in the face, got back on the plane, came back.
That
was worth every penny.
That's a great story and worth every penny. I bet it was. So Kenny, now Mary never did get your last name, sir.
It's James Kenneth York. I go by Kenny. I've always been called Kenny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last name is YORK.
Exactly right.
Okay.
That's going to be the name on the card, York, too, of James Kenneth York.
Okay, gotcha. And Kenneth is K-E-N-N-E-T-H?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then, like I said, most of the time you just get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. If someone does fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, first of all, the business number, the one you want on your website, that's going to be the 803-317-5809, that number, right?
Yes. I'd love to put Billy's on there, too, but I mean, just because – a lot of times I'm in the midst of with a customer or something that I don't hear. My phone dings 50 times and I don't get back to it immediately. And Billy's like, "You call so and so?" No, I told you to call him. I texted you. I didn't even look at your text, Billy. I was busy. I'm more the guy that if I get in front of you, I'm going to sell you. I sell myself to you, and I said I'm going to get the job.
I gotcha.
So, you know,
so let me put Billy's number on here too. We can list two numbers. What is Billy's number?
His name's Bill Bigelow.
Okay.
And his number is, let me look it up. I used to know it by heart, but I don't go to jail anymore. No, I'm kidding. I teach people with that. Got to know somebody's number by heart if you go to jail.
Exactly.
Bigelow, where's he at? We call him Deuce Bigelow.
Ah.
Let's see. Here we go. It's a Washington State number, but because he's from Washington, he's had the same number since he's 26. But it's 360.
Okay.
790. Mm-hmm. 3546.
Okay, so I've got 360-790-3546 for Bill Bigelow. That's B-I-G-E-L-O-W.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. So he's going to be an authorized point of contact on here, as well as have his name and phone number on your website. What that means is if we cannot reach you on the number that we're speaking on, we can try Mr. Bigelow on his number. If you can't call us, he can call us too and talk to us about the account. Oh, the other thing I did want to ask, I did see an address on the Angie leads. It's almost always a home address. Your business, though, is service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer and customers do not come to you, right? There's no showroom or physical location?
If you do, well, Billy's liable to shoot you, because if you post on all four corners in South Carolina, you no trespassing, I got the right to shoot you if you come on my property.
Right. So the 120 Promenade Road, is that?
Nope. That's my ex's place. We got a divorce. She got the shaft, the gold mine, the shaft, everything.
Boy, and she got the gold mine and you got the shaft.
It's empty. It's empty shaft. I'll tell you that.
So, what is your address then? The billing address of the car?
The billing address is going to be Billy's address, which is where our shop is.
Okay.
And I stay in a mobile home out back since I'm, you know, no longer staying in the castle. But it's 142 Hollow, one word, Stump Road, Pelion, okay. South Carolina, P-E-L-I-O-N, South Carolina, 29123.
Okay, perfect. I got that in the system then. And then what is a good email address, either for you or for the company? It could be a personal email, but that just means it will be hidden. No one would see it on the website, but it would be attached to the contact form. Like I said, you'll get a text and email when someone fills out that form. Is there a good email address for you or for the business?
There's two. One for me is my personal one is yorkhvacpro@gmail.com. And then Kenny at climatecontrolmasters.com. Our forte is heating air. We love heating air, but we do.
Gotcha.
We do everything, but we don't do a lot of framing and, you know, tile. We do some tile, but I'm not going to retile your bathroom or anything.
Right.
You know, we'll set your toilet, stuff like that. We're plumbing a house today where they are. They're finishing it up. So. Plumbing and electrical and HVAC is our main. So those are quick, easy jobs. You know, you can finish them in a day or two. So.
Got it. So I've got that in my notes here. That's going to help out our client interview technician, because we are going to do a follow-up call. And that follow-up call is for precisely that type of thing, to get the details of all the services that you want to provide, your service area, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that I'm required here to do, Kenny, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that you can pause it really as long as you need to, that we are waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost, even doing that website for you. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification for that initial payment of just $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
A Visa. And you said it's James Kenneth York on that particular card. A Visa card should start with a 4. All Visas do. Kenny, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
44-87-7500-04-41-73-52.
Expiration month and year?
05-28.
05 of 2028, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
036.
036. I've got 036, 036. I've got Mayor 05 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then the card itself was at 4487-7500-0441-7352.
You're exactly right, sir.
All right, perfect. Now, Kenny, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system about a minute or so after I get through this voice verification. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
I'm ready.
Okay. Let me get to it. I'll get to it and through it as quick as I can, but feel free to stop me. But I don't want to be rude here, take up too much of your time, but I also want you to get the information. So it says... thank you for, let me pull that up in front of me. Okay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Professional home repairs.
Perfect. That is how I have it.
Yep.
And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
James Kenneth York. I go by Kenny, and I am the owner-operator.
Okay. And Kenny, as the owner-operator of professional home repairs, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Kenny, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we do ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Kenny, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. You don't want them heading out to Bill's place. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, even waiving your setup fee, of course, with it being month to month, this next part, Kenny, reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether here, will be billed today's date, the 30th of August, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Now, it does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month in that same exact reduced rate, that $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service, which means completely at will, no contract. Like I said, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Kenny, to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. York, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Kenny, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And like I said, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. You can, by the way, reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive that email along with an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's going to be a link on that invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Kenny, that's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, though, is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Now, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. We do still have one spot available at 6 o'clock if you're willing to take that call today. It gets you right at or a couple minutes after 6, gets you off the phone about 6:30. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer, just those basic questions I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. Would that work out for you at 6 o'clock today? Do you want to get that done?
Yeah, I'll be working on somebody's unit. And one thing, what is that 800 number or whatever number I for 7 to 10?
Yes, sir.
10 a.m.
It's the one that you see on the caller ID, actually. It doesn't normally come from the home number, the toll-free. But it's 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Like I said, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Now, your name again? I didn't write it down.
My name is Paul. My last name is Gordon, like Flash Gordon. Same phone number, but my extension is 746.
Okay, 746. Now, who's going to be my guy I'm talking to, or do you know yet?
So I don't know. It's probably I can't tell who's assigned to these other three, but there's one spot available.
Okay.
So I'm not sure who it's going to
be. I'll get it.
Yeah, if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the very beginning of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I might already be on a call, in which case they'll take good care of you either way. It's a little bit past the hour, so there's no time for our automated system to send you a reminder email, which it does an hour prior. But in a second here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. But it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Now, real quick, I wanted to just add a little bit of extra protection here, another layer of security on the account, just a simple question and answer, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Professional Home Repairs, whether it's you or Bill, we may occasionally ask for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, Kenny, especially like a week from now, when your website is up and active, your Facebook ads might be running too. If you start getting phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google, Boulder, even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name right away, which again is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the question as well as that answer, the question too. If they can't give you that information basically immediately, please just let them go. It's not us. If anyone ever calls you,
question or what?
Well, yeah, just say, hey, I mean, if you're calling from local Splash or if you're calling from Google, what's my security question on here? And if they can't say, oh, you know, and I got to set it in here first, but if they can't say, oh, it's your first pet's name and this is the answer, then that's not us. If anyone calls you and says, hey, you owe more money for your Google listing, let them go right away. That's not us. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account. It is there as a layer of protection for you. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 30th for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question, the city you were born in or your first pet's name, which of those would you want for your security question?
What's my security question? You said I'm sorry, Kevin.
No problem. Your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name.
I'm gonna go with my first pet, but I'm gonna go with Billy's dog's name right that he has now.
Okay, perfect. As long as you guys both know the answer.
Chevy.
Can you spell it?
Like the car Chevy.
Oh, Chevy.
Chevrolet.
Yeah, gotcha.
Chevy.
Chevy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Type it in twice.
Okay. So you're all set and squared away there. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you?
Yes, I did. I was trying to put up my ladder and everything while I was doing that and grabbing my phone.
Okay. Gotcha. So our system sent a couple emails, one being that welcome email that I mentioned to you. The other one, though, that I would want you to open up real quick here, if you've got a second, is the one that says local Splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it's going to say, hello, thank you for choosing local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click
local
here.
Splash.
Yeah,
it's going to say Splash. Local invoices, local Splash invoice.
That's the one. The one that says invoice. If you open it up, it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And it says, thank you, the local Splash team. But if you click on that blue click here, it's going to take you to the local Splash terms of experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, starting with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, it says local Splash terms and
experience.
Terms of acceptance.
You can scroll through it. I don't want to take up all your time. Google's going to be our main focus, so it's pretty much everyone's main focus. Click on the two boxes that say you agree to receive SMS or text messages, that you certify that you're the authorized holder, and then the longer box is going to want you to type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So James Kenneth York, the J, K, and Y are capitalized. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after it. But once you've got your name as it appears, click that orangish colored longer box that says confirm signature. What that does, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost, etc., that we're including the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business or do a phone or video verification. It will also let us do the initial NAPW audit. We want to make sure right away if there's any inaccurate information out there so we can fix it. It's an important step in the process.
Okay, it says below, click. I put my name in, but it says click below. I can't get it to go below.
You know, if you turn your phone sideways, it usually pops up enough. I've heard enough people tell me that.
Got it. Signature. And then the other one is the long, this one here goes. So it says, well, open username, password.
Okay. You can stop right there. In fact, if you did try to put your username and password in, and that's on your welcome email, it will simply, though, tell you that we're still working on things. We have to actually do your client interview first, but it's going out to you that way. The automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system right now. It also thinks your tracking system is already active. Once we do the client interview, once you've got the content that will be trackable, you'll get a text and email letting you know. Your login credentials are on the welcome email along with our client support information. Your phone number, the one we're speaking on, is your username. Now, you cannot change it. We made it easy, though, for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So,
Say it one more time.
Your username, it's your phone number, 8033. It's 803-317-5809. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. For some reason, and I've never seen that before, the default password did not populate. Now, once you're in your tracking system, you can change your default password. Let me see if it even generated, because it should pull. Okay. So it did generate. It just for some reason didn't come across. I pulled it up on the other screen here. It's top rank, all lowercase, no space, T-O-P-R-A-N-K, top rank. That's your default password. You can change it once you are able to access your tracking system.
Okay, got it.
Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope I'm in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you in about 35, 40 minutes. If not, though, I hope you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the weekend. Holiday especially. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard, though. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, especially with your experience and that website. You're going to do quite well with the service. I did also want to thank you, though, for your kindness, your patience. You even made me laugh. And I don't get all that on any one phone call usually. In fact, most of the time I get none of it, right? Not even common courtesy. But I do appreciate the fact that you are as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of yours. Real pleasure speaking with you. I do hope I can say a quick hello in that 6 o'clock hour.
Right back at you, Mr. Jordan. It's been a pleasure talking to you. If you can't have a sense of humor, you're going to have a long, miserable
life. Oh, boy. You're not.